The bottom of Chof Aleph Dalet, last word. Kalosho Diraisa, one of the four cases that the Shnia has a hefsek. It doesn't go beyond the generation that Chazal Asard is Kalosho. Where it says, your daughter-in-law is a Diraisa, it's not one of the Shnias. You see, there was Kalosho, Losigalit. Where it says, the fairy, you're not allowed to live with your daughter-in-law. Where it says, Ema Kalis Beno, your son's daughter-in-law. That's the one that's Osir and not the next generation. So where it says, the Kalis Beno Yeshla Hefsik, Kalis Beno has a Hefsik, then it doesn't go beyond that generation. Vatanya Kaloso Erva, Kaloso Erva, Kalis Beno Shmiya, the Chenata Omer Bivno, Viven Beno Atsov Kaladoro. That Bryce says the fair is not like that. That the Isser of Kaloso extends down through the generations. Right? Not only is your son's wife also to you, but your grandson's wife and your great-grandson's wife and so on. Ela'im Kalos Bito. The Shnia that doesn't have a hefsek is Kalos Bito. You have a daughter, and she has a son, and the son has a wife. That woman is Osir, and the next generation is not Osir. Right, because there's no Issa D'Oraisa by Kalos Bito, because there's no Issa between two women. Okay. The Omer of Chizda, and that's the case it's talking about. Kaloso means Kalos Bito. And there the Shnia is also only that generation, not the next generation. The Omer of Chizda, Ha Milsa Migavar Rabba Shmieli, Umanu Revami, I heard this from a great person, Rav Ami, and I didn't understand it. L'chatchila, lo osru kala el mitnei kala. They only asr the kala because of the kala. V'omru li kaldoi, and before this, the kaldoi and the astrologers told me, right, from here the Mirai, that astrology is not osr. Right? Others hold that even though astrology may be an emissary, science, but you're not allowed to go and ask astrologers because of Tom and Tiam Hashem Elokech. It's not like one of the Lavim of Chover Chever or Over Yedoni or whatever, but there's a mitzvah of Tom and Tiam Hashem Elokech. But if an astrologer tells you something, you're allowed to take it into consideration. So the astrologers told me, Malat Nahavis, that you're going to be a Malamid. Amina, so I didn't know what they meant. I gavra rabba havina, if they mean that I'm going to be gavra rabba, right, Talmud Chacham, asbra midaiti, then I'll eventually explain what Rav Ami said myself. I mikri dardiki, but a malamid could also be a school teacher. Right, I mikri dardiki havina, ashailim the rabbanan, the osila bekinishta. I'll ask the rabbanan who come to the Beit Knishta what it means. Hash the svarosa midaiti, and the maisa I reached the level where I could understand it on my own. I don't have to ask other people. Lo osru kalos bito elamishum kalos beno. Really, there's no reason that kalos bito should be osru. Right? They asked kalos beno because of your kalos. Your kala, right, is your daughter-in-law, right? Your son's wife. So that's an issa d'oraisa. You could confuse that easily with your grandson's wife. So therefore they asked it. But your daughter's son's wife, right, is not easily mixed up with your daughter-in-law, right? So the only reason they asked kalas Bito, your daughter's daughter-in-law, is because you could confuse her with the son's daughter, with son's daughter-in-law. Omer li Abaya l'Rava Asper l'cha. I'll explain to you what that means. Well, osru kalas bito elamishum kalas beno. Kigon kalsa devei bar tzisoi. Right, they had both a son's daughter-in-law and a daughter's daughter-in-law. So then, in that family, you could make a mistake and confuse the two. If this one's mutter, then you'll think the other one's mutter too. We'll see Rashi in one second. Rapapa, Omer Kigon Kalsa Devei Rapapa. Tosus explains, Baraba. Right? Rapapa, Baraba. Also, same situation. They had in the same family a daughter who had a daughter-in-law and a son who had a daughter-in-law. Ravashi Omer Kigon Kausa Devei Mori Bar Yisik. Tosa says each one gave an example of what existed in their generation. Rashi, Yoraisahu, Vehechi Choshev Lo Rav Bahadi Shnias. How could Rav consider it one of the Shnias, Kalosos, Nisadoraisa? Ela Ema Kalos Bito, the time of Parishin Le'el, if he sha'ein, but see the Tzad Kalos Yoraisa. We explained before, why is there a Hefzik? Because there's no Isidoraisa by your daughter's, what's it called, you can't have a daughter-in-law for your daughter, right? She can't get married to a woman. So therefore, there's no tzad isidoraisa by your daughter. Menela, her daughter-in-law, which is also Mitzvah Rabbanan, ends there and doesn't go beyond that. Lo asu kala stamashmi. So Ravami said this cryptic thing, right? They didn't ask her kala except for the kala. Omrelo kaldoi hachozim b'kochovim, astrologers. Malachna havis chocham tia, you're going to be a chocham. V'amina I hai malachna the omreli gavar rabba, but Talmud mashma, I'm going to be a Talmud chocham. Then I'll explain Ravami myself. Asbra lahod Ravami de lo osru kala midaiti, the lo ashalenu v'samedrash, I won't have to ask anybody else. The I hai malachna mikri dardiki hu, the lav Talmud chocham, ashayli mirabonan, I'll have to ask other people. I won't understand it by myself. I'll have to ask somebody else. Mashka, if you can do it on your own, better to do it on your own, not to ask other people. Lo osru kalas bito, dohalesa babas tzad kala deoraisa. By the daughter, there's no such thing as a daughter-in-law by your daughter on the first generation. But they only answered the daughter's daughter-in-law, because you confuse it with the son's daughter-in-law, where there isn't a siddoraisa on the son. Elamishum kalas beno, diesh beben sad kala deoraisa, to go on ishis beno. Your son's wife, right, is an siddoraisa. Kigon kalsa devar tzisoi, shahoysalo kalas aben be kalas abbas. In that family, they had both kalas aben and kalas abbas, but also lichlufe vechen kulum. All the other ones, similar thing, they had both kalas ben and kalas abbas. The Ritva learns that it's only in that case that it's osur. Only where in the same family there's a kalas aben, a kalas abbas, then they asserted kalas abbas, that you shouldn't confuse it with the kalas aben. But in a family where there's only kalas abbas, there it's mutter. It's not a shni of the chlal. And from Rashi is mashma like that also. Some achronim learn that Rashi also means that. And other rishonim learn that since it's possible to have kalas aben and kalas abbas in the same family, they assert every kalas abbas, even where there's no kalas aben in the same family. That's pretty much the halacha. But the verse says not like that, and Rashi the Medayik also, that maybe Rashi also holds like that. Okay, let's go on a little bit more. Iboyelhu. Eishes achi ha'ein min ha'ein mahu. Did they assert your uncle, your mother's brother's wife, and he's only a brother from the mother, a maternal brother, okay? Your uncle, your mother's brother, but he's only your mother's brother from the mother, okay? Is that a shniya or not? Is that a sederabon or not? No, it's a deraisa for sure. Mahu, eishes achi ha'ad min ha'ein, right? The what's usher from the Torah is eishes achi ha'ad min ha'ad. That's the only one that's in the Torah. Your father's brother's wife, who is a brother from the father's side. That's Isser Torah. So, what do they ask her? What's with the Rabbanan? Eishes achi ha'av min ha'ein. Okay? They answered your father's brother only from the mother. Atu your father's brother from the father. Okay? Because you can confuse them easily. The Eishes Achi Ha'ein Min Ha'av. They also answered your mother's brother if she's from the father. Because there's also Tzad Av. It's similar to Eishes Achi Avicha Min Ha'av, Eishes Achi Mecha Min Ha'av. The Min Ha'av part is similar. Those two are for sure Shniyos.
But here, the ikatsarat. In both of those cases, there's a father. There's a relationship through the father. But aishes achi imo min ha'ein. It's not similar at all to the case of the Torah. There's no paternal brotherhood, and it's not from your father. Right? So from the tzad of being from your father doesn't exist, and the brother of from a father doesn't exist. So it's totally mother. Mother, and from the mother's side is the brother of brothers. So it's not at all like the Doraisa. So where they goes or in that or not. Those cases, deika tzad av hu degoz rabbonim, avo hecha deleka tzad av, like in the case of eshes achi imo min ha'em, where there's no tzad av at all, maybe they didn't answer her at all, because it's not similar at all to the Issa Doraisa. Right, lo gozru barabbonim, odil malo shnor, maybe there's no difference, and even the mother's, what's it called, brother, from the mother, is also awesome. Omer of Safra, he gufa gzeira v'anan nekum nigzu gzeira v'gzeira. Right? How could that be? The whole issue of eishes achi imo min ha'av is only a gzeira. Atu eishes achi aviv min ha'av. And now you're going to add to that another gzeira of eishes achi imo min ha'ein? It's a gzeira v'gzeira. Right? V'asu mishmeres v'mishmarti, not mishmeres v'mishmeres v'mishmarti. Omarava, Rava, Atu Kulu Lav Zeru, you know, all these cases are not what's it called, they included a lot of side things that weren't the initial Gzeru, right? For instance, Imo Erva, your mother is also Minatora. Amy Mo Shnia, your grandmother is only a Shnia. The Gozral, Aim Aviv, Mishum Aimimo. And they answered, Aim Aviv, your grandmother from your father's side, Atu the gzeira of Ein Imo, your grandmother from your mother's side. Right, so it's a gzeira gzeira. The time of my, so kataka why? We know we don't make a gzeira gzeira. So it's cool of the vei imo rab sakari, because they all call grandmothers. So they answered all grandmothers. It wasn't a gzeira gzeira. It was kulo chad gzeira. When they answered all grandmothers atu the mother. Right? Because they're all called grandmothers. So the mother is in there. They're grandmothers. Doesn't make a difference if it's the mother's mother or the father's mother. Right? It's all included in the issur of grandmothers because of mothers. Aishas Aviv Erva, another similar case where it seems to be a gzeira l'gzeira, and still they were gozer shneels. Aishas Aviv Erva. Right? Your father's wife, not your mother. Your father's wife is an erva, minatora. Eishes aviv shnia. Your grandfather's wife is only a shnia. The gozral eishes aviv imo mishum eishes aviv. And they answered your grandfather, your maternal grandfather's wife, atu your paternal grandfather's wife, which is an gzeira because of your father's wife. Right? The time of my, why taka did they make gzeira there? Kulu dveyaba rabba kora. Same thing over there. They're all called grandfathers. So they all shy to make a gzeira because a father, because these are grandfathers, and you'll confuse grandfathers with fathers. So eishet achi ha'av min ha'av erva, right? The wife of your father's brother, who is from the father's side, that's an issur d'oraisa. Okay? That the Torah speaks about. Aishas, what's it called, achi avicha, from the father, is an issur d'oraisa. Aishas achi ha'av min ha'em, shnia. They answered min rabbanon, your father's brother from the mother's side. Okay? Where it's not, they don't have a common father, they don't have a common mother. That's also awesome. The Gozral Aishas Achi Ha'ein Min Ha'av Mishum Aishas Achi Ha'av Min Ha'ein. They also answered your mother's brother from the father's side atu your father's brother from the father's side. Okay. The time of my, why did they answer it? Mishum, even though it seems to be Exera of Exera, Mishum de Kulo de Vedodikar, they're all called uncles. Right? So they asked all uncles. So therefore, maybe over here also, they included the mother's brother from the mother's side, because it's also called an uncle. Okay, too rash. The ikot sad av, the ikot l'migzor mishum eishas achiho av, mino av doraisa. Since there is a father involved over here in this uncle, right, therefore it's shayach that you'll confuse it with the doraisa, which is a father's brother from the father's side. Odim aloshna. But by the mother's brother from the mother's side, there's no father involved at all, so maybe there they didn't make gzeira atu the doraisa. Eishes achi ha'em min ha'em, eishes achi ha'em min ha'av. Or maybe there's no difference between your mother's brother, which they asked from the father's side, and now they asked also the mother's brother from the mother's side. He gufa eishes achi ha'em min ha'av. L'chora the eishes achi ha'em min ha'av is only the rabbanan. Now they're going to make another gzeira and ask her eishes achi ha'em min ha'em. It's a gzeira, versus atu kulo. Hai kulu labdap, it means all of them. It means there's a lot that seem to be gzeira l'gzeira. Ein imoshniya, example. Right? Your mother's osur min haTorah, your grandmother's osur min haRabbanan. Shesmucha le'erva, because it's close to being an erva. If you live with your grandmother, you may come to live with your mother. The gozer rabbanan al ein aviv. They also osur your grandmother from your father's side, your father's mother. Right? Even though it's not close to your mother, because there's no issa d'oraisa with your father, the etzem, because you can't live with your father. Right? Shein bot sad erva mishum ein imo. Right? The issa d'oraisa is imo. So ein imo they asher. But ein aviv, it's right, b'chor is not the same kind of erva, live with your father. That would not the time of my eishes avi aviv, shni eishes mucha la eishes av. Same thing with eishes avi aviv. Your grandfather's wife is also because it's similar to your father's wife. The Gozer Rabbanan al Eishes Avi Imo, they also answered your mother's father's wife. Now, even though it's not similar to your father's wife, because your mother can't have a wife that's going to be also to you, right? So there's no deraisa in the previous generation. Still, they answered it because it's similar to your father's mother's wife, your mother's mother's wife. Your mother's mother. Your grandfather's wife. Right. Even though by your mother's father's wife, right, there's no issa d'oraisa that's going to be over there because it's not your mother can't have a wife. More says, why did they ask for it though? Kulu devei dodi korilo. Because they're all called uncles. Right? So therefore, maybe over here also, the mother's brother from the mother is also called an uncle. And they made a blanket isser, just like they made a blanket isser on grandfathers, and they made a blanket isser on grandmothers, and they made a blanket isser on what's it called, on uncles also. So that's the shayla.
Toshma, towards the last third of the page. So the question was, Eishes achi ha'em min ha'em. Is she asher or not? Okay, did the Chazal asher her or not? The svara to asher is because all uncles are the same. And just like all grandparents are the same. But over here, there's no real erva min haTorah. It's a double gzeira. Because achi ha'av min ha'av is also min haTorah. Because of that, they asked achi ha'av min ha'em. And they also asked achi ha'em min ha'av. But now it's two steps removed. Achi ha'em and min ha'em. If it would be similar to the father, min ha'em wouldn't be asher min haTorah. If it would be the mother's brother, wouldn't be asher min haTorah, right, even min ha'av. So here, it's two steps removed, that's the shayla. It's achi ha'em, min ha'em. Okay, that's the question. Toshma. The Chiyosher of Yehuda Bar Shilo Omar Amrei B'marava Kol Shebenekeva Erva B'zofer Gazer Al Yishto Mishum Shnia. Wherever, if it would be a woman, there would be an Erva Minat Torah, right, or an Erva Shnia, then they would Gozer on, if it's a man, his wife, as if it would be the woman. Omar Rava Klolahu, Lamaisa, this doesn't apply to most cases, this Havach. For instance, Chamoso Erva. Right, a person's mother-in-law is an Erva min HaTorah. You can't marry your mother-in-law. Eishes Rami Muteris. But your father-in-law's wife, who's not your mother-in-law, right, it's not your wife's mother, it's your father-in-law's wife who has nothing to do with your mother, with your wife. Right? It's Muter. So, wherever it would be, what's it called, a woman, her husband is if it's a man, his wife is Osir, doesn't apply over here. Your mother-in-law is Osir, your father-in-law's wife is Mutter. So that the cloud doesn't apply. Another case. Aisha's ben, 1 second. Bas Chamoso Erva. Right? Your mother-in-law's daughter is your wife's sister. Is Osir min HaTorah. Okay? Eishes ben chamoso muteris. But your mother-in-law's son's wife is mutter. So it's, the cloud doesn't apply. Right? Here the woman is an erva, the male counterpart's wife is not also. Bas chom is erva, right? Your father-in-law's daughter is also your wife's sister, okay, is an erva. Aishas ben Ochi Muteris. But your father-in-law's son's wife is Mutter. Chorgoso Erva, your stepson's. Your stepson, what's it called? Your stepson. A stepson is Osir to the mother. Right. Or your stepdaughter. Your wife's daughter is Osir. Right. Chorgoso. Your wife's daughter is Osir. But Eishes Chargo Muteris. But your stepson's wife is Mutter to you. Same exact thing. None of these cases does that cloud apply. That wherever there's a woman who would be an erva, her male counterpart's husband would, her male counterpart's wife would be Osir. Bas Chargoso Erva, your stepdaughter's daughter. Bas Bita. Okay? Your stepdaughter's daughter is also to you as a grand, your wife's granddaughter. Aishas ben Chorgo Muteris. But the wife of your stepson's or stepdaughter's son is Mutter. Right? So, V'hodr of Yehuda Varshila, so where's the klal apply? Doesn't apply to most cases. So where does it apply? So what does he come to tell me? Lav v'asuya eishes achiha emin o'ein. Right? The Sama came to tell me this case specifically. The mother's maternal brother, right? The brother of your mother's, the wife of your mother's maternal brother. That's the case we were talking about, right? The Chosha b'nekeva erva b'zachar gazru ishto mishum shniya. Right? That wherever by the nekeva would be an erva, right? In other words, over here, if it would be achos ha'ein min ha'ein, is also min ha'torah. Your mother's sister, your aunt, not through marriage, your aunt is also to you. Even if it doesn't make a difference if it's your mother's sister from a mother or from a father or from both. Your mother's sister is also to you. Okay? She's an aunt. So therefore, your mother's sister, your mother's brother's wife is also also. That's the cloud. Wherever the nekeva is also, the counterpart zachar. In other words, instead of your aunt, your uncle's wife, in the same situation will be also. So the Chara, why does it apply over here, not the other cases? Right? Why all the other cases we don't say this klal? And over here we do say it. The difference is like this. Over there you need two separate kedushins to make that that person an erva to you. Okay? For instance, chamoso. When you got married, that man was your father-in-law. But the woman he was going to marry later wasn't necessarily his wife. So you need him to marry the woman and you to marry the daughter. Two kedushins to create the erva. Therefore, they didn't say this klal. But over here, one kedushin, when your aunt married this guy, right? That's when the erva became an erva. So that's the difference. See, Rashi explains all these things. Kosher the nekeva erva. If that person would have been a woman, she would have been an erva to this person. If it's a man, his wife becomes awesome. The kulum of forest vazula. The Gemara explained all the cases that are possible and see which one it applies to. The Omar Ravu klaluhu bitmiya. Is this a klal? I'll show you a lot of exceptions to the rule. Bas chamoso erva, shehi achos ishto. Your mother-in-law's daughter is Osir because it's your wife's sister. Right? If that's your mother-in-law and this is her daughter, then your wife is also her daughter, so must be what you call her sister. Samara says, all the cases that we mentioned don't apply. So where does it apply? Lav la suye eishas achi ha'em min ha'em. Comes to tell, to what's it called, the include this case. The wife of your mother's brother from the mother. Because your mother's sister from her mother is also min ha'Torah. So your mother's brother, wife, is also min ha'Rabbanan. The benikeva erva. The achos ha'em min ha'em erva. Right? Your aunt, your mother's sister, is an erva min ha'Torah. Dechsiv, erva sachos imecha, says Beferish. The erva of your mother's sister. It doesn't mention whether it's her sister maternally or paternally or both. The darshin and b'habu al yivimto, bein min ha'ab, bein min ha'em. Hildach b'zocher gozer al ishto. Therefore, your mother's brother's wife is also asher to you. The Gemara says, Maishnahai or Maishnahanach. What's the difference between all the other cases that we gave where we didn't make this gzera? That if the woman is an erva, her male counterpart's wife is asher. And over here we do say it. The Le'el, Eishes Chomid, Eishes Ben Chomid, Ben Chamoso, Eishes Chargo, Ben Chargo, Apogav, De Benekeva Erva, Bezachar Mutar Be'ishta. All the other cases are the exception. Why is the rule only this case? Where it says, Ha eishes achi ha'ein b'chad kedushin mekarva. Because the case of your mother's maternal brother's wife, one kedushin will make her an erva. Legabi dahai b'kedushin shekid shachi imo. Right? As soon as your mother's brother married this woman, she became the erva. She became the female counterpart, right, of the male counterpart's wife of the female erva. Automatically, as soon as she became married. As soon as your uncle married this woman, she became the erva. But all the other cases, lo ikrivu l'gabei ad ikatarte kedushin. There's not going to be a kirva until there's two kedushins. Kigon, eishes chamiv, right, your father-in-law's wife. First, you have to marry your wife to make him your father-in-law. He's not your father-in-law from birth, right? You made him your father-in-law by marrying your wife. But his wife wasn't necessarily married to him at the time, okay? Now, you need him to marry a woman to make her an erva to you. So you need two kedushins. You need your original kedushin to make him your father-in-law, and then his kedushin to make that woman your father-in-law's wife. So therefore, since you need two kedushins to make that, they didn't make the gzera that the male counterpart's wife is also usher. Vadayin eishet chami v'chokal azeh, kozman shlo kitshe chami. As long as your father-in-law didn't marry this woman, she's not usher to you at all. She only becomes usher because your father-in-law married her. And your father-in-law only became usher because you married your wife. So you need two kedushin to create this relationship. There they didn't make this gzera that wherever the woman is usher, male counterpart is usher, wife's also usher. The chen eishet ben chomit. The same thing goes with the wife of your father-in-law's son. B'kedushin shelo b'ishto niskarev ben chomit. Right, he had to get married in order to make it he had to make it his wife's daughter, his wife's son, okay? And your kedushin ben chomi, the kedushin ben chomi, the ishto. And the same thing, the kid had to get married to that wife to make her also to you. So you need two kedushin to create the relationship. When you need two kedushin, the klal doesn't apply. When you only need one kedushin, then the klal applies. The chen kula. Okay. Okay, a little bit further. Sholach le Rab Mesharsha mitusnaya le Rab Papi. Yilamdeinu Rabbeinu Eishes Achi Avi Ha'av. Okay, the wife of your uncle. The wife of your grandfather's brother, your great aunt. Eishes Achi Avi Ha'av. Grandfather's brother's wife. Va'achos Avi Ha'av. Or your grandfather's sister. Grandfather's sister or grandfather's brother's wife, your aunt. But your grand aunt. Mahu. What's halach? Midlamata erva lamala nomi gozrube. Since they assured your father's brother's wife and your father's sister. So they answered, what's it called, this generation above too, right? It's too far away, and therefore they didn't answer it. Is this included in the Shneos, that it doesn't have a hefsek, or does this have a hefsek? It's not included. Rashi. Eishes achi avi ha'av min ha'av. Da'amorin le'el, eishes achi ha'av min ha'ein, yesh la'hefsek. Before we said that eishes achi ha'av min ha'ein, if you have, what's it called, your father's brother, maternal brother, okay, is a shnia. But it ends there. That's for sure. Doesn't go to the grandfather. That's just from the mother. If the brother is only from the mother, that has a hefsek. The hainu hetera le'eshes achi avi ha'av, min ha'ein. Right? Therefore, the wife of your grandfather's brother, who's only a brother from the mother's side, is mutter. That we established before. Dilamata didol avervahi elishniya, because one generation under that is only, what's it called, only a shniya. Right? In other words, your father's brother from the mother, wife, is only your aunt from your father's brother from the mother is only nisa d'rabbana. Memela, what's it called? The grandfather is mutter. The grandfather's brother's wife from the mother is mutter. The chikam iboyele, what's the shayla of the Gemara? Not that case. The eishes achi avi ha'av min ha'av. The case where your, what's it called, grandfather's brother from the father's side. The father, what's it called, they have common fathers. Grandfather and the brother. And that's the shayla. Lamata vidu erva, because the generation closer is an erva deraisa. Eishes achi ha'av min ha'av, right? The wife of your father's brother. Okay, in other words, your aunt from your uncle, who's your father's brother, from the father, is this a Doraisa? An aunt who is the wife of your father's brother from the mother is only Nisa Darabana. But from the father is Nisa Daraisa. So now, since that's an Nisa Daraisa, maybe the generation above, your grandfather's brother from the father, his wife, maybe also Midrabana. B'chein achos avi ho'av, beinin ho'av, beinin ho'ein. The same thing goes with the sister of your father. Right, a sister of your grandfather, whether from the father or from the mother, right, one generation lower is at Minat Torah. You go Nachal Sa'at, because your father's sister doesn't make a difference whether she's from the father or the mother, is also to you, Minat Torah. Your father's brother makes a difference how he's a brother. If he's a brother from the father, common fathers, then he's also Minat Torah. If he's not, doesn't have a common father, he's not also Minat Torah. That's the cases. Isbeleg nisrach kurva. So maybe it's same thing, it's also. Or navi not, since it's a generation up, it's too far away. That's a shaila. Okay. Toshma, mahen shnios, says before, we had the braisa, what are the shnios? Doesn't mention this one. Now, it doesn't mention the case of a grandfather's brother from the father's wife. So the Chor is not also. Moses is Tana Vashir. No, not everything was mentioned. The Tana can say sometimes a list and there's things left out. Moses is my Shir, the high Shir. No, you only have to leave out two things. You never give a list and leave out only one thing. If it leaves out at least two things. So there has to be something else left out. Otherwise, the fact is that the list has nothing else left out except this, then this can't be an exception. There can't be one thing left out of a list. Two things can be left out, doesn't tell you everything, and the figures that you'll figure out the rest of them. But to leave one thing out, that's not the way that the Tana works. So my shir, the high shir, what else was left out? Shir shnios, the Reb Chiya. Later on, we're going to learn that Reb Chiya added other shnios. So that list is incomplete. There's a lot of other shneos that weren't mentioned in that braisa. If that's the case, this could be also one of them that's left out. Rashi, mahin shneos braisa leil, the braisa we had when we started this sugya. Shneos Reb Chiya lekam bishmaisen. Shneos Reb Chiya are later on in the next amud of Beis. That's where those shneos of Reb Chiya are going to be mentioned. Okay, I think we reached the limit of concentration. I'm dizzy already. Okay. I think we got pretty clear what. At least I understand it now. So.